Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius. What is up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. I'm super, super excited to be interviewing our guest today, Ms. Luna, who is a real estate and fitness expert. Has done some pretty impressive things and has a really impressive brand. And I'm excited to jump in and have a conversation today with her about maybe how you guys can replicate some of the success that she's had in her life. So Luna, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
So we had a little bit of talk in kind of the pre-show about how I couldn't pronounce your last name and how most people can't. So do you want to tell everybody what your full name is?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in China, and my first name and last name, they are original. So my first name is Luna, and my last name is actually Ge, as like the third tone of Chinese. I just get tired of like correcting people. So every time they're like having a difficulty pronouncing my last name, and they're like, is it Luna Gay or G? Oh, G. It's okay. So I'm Miss G. Yeah.
So tell us your story. Who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
Okay. Yeah, great. So I'm 27 years old. I went to Penn State. I came to America when I was 17. I attended high school. I went to college. I was majored in econ. So after I graduated from Penn State, I had a job of selling Rolexes, like the watch Rolex. I met my husband in college, so I was just waiting for him to graduate at the time. I didn't really care about my first job. I never had a serious job. So I was growing up pretty comfortably. My parents pay all my tuition. They bought my first car. So selling Rolex to me, it was a little hard because it's like a regular job and I'm getting paid like $2,000 a month. And to me, it's like a lot because I've never had a job. But the only thing that hit me is I wasn't really passionate about selling jewelry. And then also it just, the passion about the stuff I'm doing, it's really like killing me inside because I wasn't happy. So at the time I know I want to do something for myself. I want to be the boss. I wanted to promote something I truly am passionate about. So a little background on my parents, they are business people in China. So they invest in real estate as well. And then accidentally, like I was talking to the jeweler and he said, Luna, you should really talk to this girl. She used to sell jewelry here and now she got her real estate license and her name is Sarah. You should go talk to her. So Sarah works for Keller Williams. I talked to Sarah. She recruited me in. I got my license, signed up with Keller Williams. And then 2017 summer, I moved to Philly. So that's like the very beginning stage of me doing real estate. And I moved to a completely strange city where I have no idea about the city. I don't know the road. I have no friends, no family, no connection. So I started signing up with this biggest company in Philadelphia. And it was intimidating. When you walk in, every guy is in suit and on the phone and talking like they're doing million-dollar deals. You're like, it's very intimidating. And I signed up with this great broker. He's Jewish. And I was doing rentals. So I started doing rentals for about 4 or 5 months. And that's when I started my YouTube channel. So I link up with Prep Agent, who is also my mentor. I use this website to pass my exam. And then I just start documenting my journey on YouTube. And I tell people my journey. I tell them my struggle, like, you know, just like everything, super transparent. So now fast forward to 2019. So last year was my first year completely selling, and I completed 21 transactions. And this year, I'm pretty much done with, I don't know, like a lot of deals. I didn't even do my calculation. But on this year, my goal is to net 100K with 40 transactions this year. So that's my goal. And that's, that's pretty much something about me.
That's awesome. No, that's great. I love to hear those stories like that. That's really, really kind of a unique background and jumping into the business, going from part-time to full-time and being able to produce like that. That's awesome. I hope that you do hit your goals this year. What would you say has been, you know, one of the biggest proponents of some of your success? Has it been, maybe developing a really good brand and you do well on Instagram, or what would you say has really kind of helped you get kickstarted in the industry?
That's a great question. So when I first started selling, it's really tough because I already had a social media presence on Instagram. I was a fitness model, so I love working out. I've been working out for 4 years. So transition from a fitness model into a real estate professional, sometimes people think that you have to be conservative. You can't post bikini photos. They're just rules, you know, like, and then I had a stepdad, not stepdad, sorry. I had like a home father, you know, like you were in a homestay. So like American dad, mom. Yeah. So he called me and he doesn't think that I should post the picture that I posted. And then just a lot of negativities of people like telling me that I shouldn't do this because I'm in real estate now. And I'm like, should I separate my account? Like, but then I was like, no, I'm going to keep the same page and I'm going to use that as leverage so people know who I am. And I'm just going to brand myself as a fitness, you know, fitness model, and then also a real estate professional person. I emphasize using stories to document my day so people know I'm putting hard work. They know I'm working as a real estate agent day and night. So I'm just incorporate these two. And I know at the end of the day, like one or two people are going to hate me, but the eight people is going to like me and willing to work with me. So I just need to increase that number to a larger scale. So more people know who I am and more people are going to willing to work with me. So fast forward to right now, and it proves that I'm right because I have gotten business from social media, and it's insane. There are stories about how I got a listing. It's just completely insane. So I had a for sale by owner. I prospect for sale by owner every day. So I call this for sale by owner and I went to meet her. And then I thought it was a preview appointment, which is like, you just go in and see the house and introduce what you do, give them a card, wait for them to call you, keep following up. So as I walked in and she happened to look me up online and she saw all my YouTube videos. So as soon as I walked in, she said, Luna, can you please list our house? And I'm like, what? Is this really happening? And later on, I figured out she is actually like saw my videos and she wants to like have me as her listing agent. And it just blew my mind. I just didn't think that was going to happen. And then also back home, like she's from Connecticut, her agent back home also is a Chinese agent. So she had like a great relationship working with like, you know, like a Chinese agent. And that's how I market myself, like my niche. So that's kind of like something that happened and worked out perfectly.
Absolutely. How important was it for you to develop a niche or a niche for a lot of the stuff that you had going in real estate? How what type of impact do you feel like that really had on your success?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, not everybody understands, and I understand this, you know, developing a niche, developing a target audience that you really want to go after, and yours seems to be pretty dialed in. Most real estate agents just go out there and they try to do business with everyone. And I think that you found out really early, like you didn't want to do business with everyone. You were...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Sorry about that. That's okay. So you found out like really early on that you didn't actually want to do business with everybody. You were cool with some haters and you were cool with some of these types of things. Do you feel like that developing that niche and really carving out who you wanted to do business with was pretty influential in your success as an agent?
Yes, of course. I think when they first starting out, it's really hard because they want to catch all the fish in the ocean, but you have to realize you need to find out like what can you provide to people. For me, because my background, I speak Chinese. So I tend to market myself as a Chinese agent. So really look for something that you're special, like compared to other people, you know, if you speak Spanish or if you have some sort of background, and just really using that as a tool to market yourself. And, you know, so when people are talking about, oh, I'm actually know this Chinese agent, if their friend happened to be Chinese, they immediately can think about me versus, you know, other 3,000 agents in Philadelphia. So I think that's a really like good point to get started. And I think most new agent just kind of ignore when they first started it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that you come into the business under these false pretenses that you're just going to make so much money. You just have to talk to a lot of people and you have to do all these cool things. When the reality of the situation is you want to figure out how you can really oversimplify what you're doing and the steps you take. Because it's kind of like professional athletes. The fewer steps you take on the court, the bigger impact you typically have. Some people try to do so much busy work that they don't really understand that it's the simple steps that are going to get you to where you want to be. So talk to us, how did you build such an influential brand, you know, on social media? How impactful has Instagram and YouTube been to your success?
Right. So when I talk about in my channel, I suggest people to go for at least 2 to 3 social media platforms. Just so, let's say people, they found you on Instagram and they want to see if you're legit. They bounce to another platform like YouTube or Facebook business page and they link these three, and that's how they can really trust someone. And here brings me to why I trust YouTube and love YouTube so much. YouTube is basically a search engine for Google. So everybody who goes to YouTube, they search for a solution. If they can find the solution on your page and they like the story that you're sharing, they'll most likely subscribe. And I don't know if you know this, but YouTube is the critical social media platform. It's really hard to gain followers on YouTube as well. So I see everybody who subscribed to my channel as like warm lead, or people who watch my video as warm lead. So my two main accounts is Instagram and YouTube, and then also Facebook business page. So these will be my three. So I think it's really important. If you are a new agent, you definitely should at least set up the social media account and then figure out who your audience are. Like for YouTube, really optimize the keyword if you are from like New York. So make videos about New York. What is the best restaurant to go eat brunch in New York? Or how to invest in New York? Stuff like that. It just kind of optimize the keyword New York and the real estate agent. So it will bring you your targeted audience, like your seller or buyer or other new real estate agent. So maybe in the future, you can launch a real estate training course and sell them something, you know, so that will be the long-term goal. Always think ahead of what you can provide and what kind of audience you wanted to attract to.
What do you think are some of just like like one or two things that you can do to make really good videos that stand out and grab attention and so on and so forth?
So for me, in my channel, I will definitely say the first one is 5 reasons you should move to Philadelphia. Because when new buyers are moving to Philly, they definitely want them to know. And then also my other video is how to help you sell home fast without a realtor in 2019. So when I talked to for sale by owner, I just sent them that video. I said, boom, take my tips. And if you don't want to list with me, that's fine. Try to sell on your own and here's some free tips and giveaway. And then maybe they try for a month. They end up thinking it's too much of hassle and they will give me a call because they saw my video. So these are the two videos that I think is a great topic for agents to make videos about.
Yeah, I say this all the time. You know, one of the best ways to build a service-based business, which is what real estate is to teach and educate and then really simply just justify. So just like you just said, you know, give away so much value that people see just how hard it is to do and how hard it is that you work. And right. In their mind, that really kind of over justifies, like, I should just hire Luna because if this is all she does to sell her house, surely she's going to do an amazing job. So I think that's some great tips. What are a couple things that I could do, you know, if I was a new agent to maybe start on Instagram? What are some things that I could do to really build up an influential following there?
So starting an Instagram page is definitely you have to create a bio. So in the bio section, just type in what you do, what area you serve, what you are specializing, and then definitely upload. When you first start, definitely upload 6 pictures. So when people look at your profile, all the pictures are fulfilled. And then I would suggest post like some, you know, nice architecture pictures and things that like you dressed up, and then like a profile picture, just very formal, professional, clean, you know, work with a local photographer and try to reach out to them on Instagram, see if you can do a collaboration so you don't have to pay for all the photography. And definitely optimize using the story to record your daily life and use hashtags. So I have a video, like a separate video on how to grow your Instagram account as a realtor in my YouTube page. And that will cover more in detail. It's a lot of stuff with Instagram. It's like a different like class. There's so many things you can do to bring up your followers organically. And plus Instagram do change its algorithm. So you have to continue educate yourself on what you should do. You know, you have to adapt a lot of changes that they make too.
Absolutely. How do you stay so informed? Do you stay so informed on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook because you do this stuff all the time? Or are there some good people that you follow, good books you read? How do you stay so educated?
So I usually in the morning, I like to watch like YouTubers. I love editing. I'm not professional in editing, but I like to watch like Casey Neistat. And I like to watch a lot of YouTube content creators. Like, what is it? Her name is Sunny. And she's a coach for doing like Instagram marketing stuff. So I kind of just incorporate the Instagram marketing and then put in the filter for a real estate agent. And then I just kind of create my own. So I've always be open-minded to learn more, because in this business, if you want to be better, you have to be a student first. You have to be humble. You have to be willing to learn. Yeah.
That's absolutely some great advice. Man, Luna, I really appreciate the opportunity to get to sit and chat with you today. And hopefully if you guys are listening to this, you were able to pull out some really good nuggets. I know I got a page full of notes. Like I always try to grab from some of these podcasts, and I got some really good key tactics that I could take and you know, go implement. So if somebody wanted to connect with you further and maybe get to know you a little bit better, what would be the best place for them to do that?
So they can follow me on my YouTube channel, which is Luna GE Real Estate, or they can go to Instagram and follow me on Instagram. It's Luna Rocks with double R.
Awesome. I highly suggest you guys do that. The best way, in my opinion, to learn anything is to just go follow really successful people that are doing what it is that you want to do. And Luna is absolutely doing an amazing job at building a brand and doing it in a really prolific way through social media. So I highly recommend that you guys go check her out, go follow her. Luna, let's leave our audience with maybe one really good tip. If you were going to tell a newer agent something, or a real estate agent that's trying to get started on social, maybe they're afraid, or, you know, what's just like one great piece of advice that you would give somebody that is trying to get started and succeed at real estate?
Okay, so I love that question. I'll definitely say don't take anything that a prospect say to you personally. It might be something that happened in their day. They might go going through a divorce. It's never really your fault. And understand this, the worst that can happen is a no. And understand if you get, you know, 20 no, you might get a yes. So just keep pushing it. You will get there. Everything will be fine.
I love that advice. I think that is so true. Sales is such you know, a psychologically driven emotional process. And I think that there's not a lot of people that understand what you just said. And that is usually when people say things to you, it's a direct reflection to something else that's going on in their life. And yeah, that's such a great tip. I mean, it's something that I didn't really understand that until probably 4 or 5 years ago. I started investing really heavily in my sales education. Somebody kind of hit me with that. I'm like, you know what? That makes so much sense. A lot of the stuff that people say really doesn't have anything to do with me. It's got a lot to do with what they're going through and how they're feeling. And so sales is, as a mentor once told me, sales is where love meets self-respect. And you got to understand people are just going through their own stuff, and they'll say whatever they've got to make it feel like it's your fault. So that's really great advice, Luna. Thank you so much. Thanks again for jumping by and being on the podcast. I really appreciate getting to connect with you, and look forward to maybe collaborating with you a little bit more in the future. All right.
All right. Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening so well. I appreciate you tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We will see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.